Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 648, Halo Race Showcase, recorded live on September 13th, 2018. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
We are here with somewhat more news this week. It seems like PAX has kind of kicked the news reel off in a couple of different directions, which is kind of good. So we got quite a bit to talk about tonight. We also have some streams to go over, as we normally start our podcasts off with. So GT, go ahead and start us off with some Fraggin' Friday results.
Well, Fraggin' Friday, we actually did the Master Chief Collection per the vote on Twitter.
Yay! And apparently didn't do the vote right.
Yeah, well, we had a little issue where the vote ended 15 minutes after the game night started, but that's okay. It worked out to everybody's favor because Halo 5 was broken.
Yeah, Friday was not a good day.
So it all worked out. Everybody picked Master Chief Collection, so we played Master Chief Collection, and we had a lot of fun. We got into some big team, did some Team Slayer, stayed away from Halo 3, played some Action Sack.
Found out a fun night.
Halo 2 Classic, my hit registration just did not exist.
It seems to be an issue for, I guess, a couple different people, because for me, the hit registration in Halo 3 is totally whack on the new build, but Halo 2 for me feels incredible. But then for other people, it's opposite.
Yeah,
so see, I don't know what's
Halo
going
2
on.
A, it works fine, but if I get into Halo 2 Classic, then I don't know what's going on. The funny thing is, I see their shields light up when I shoot them, but I pump half a clip in them and I don't kill them, and then it seems like I get shot twice and die.
Well, when we were playing on terminal, it did feel like I had to lead my shots a little bit with the BR, which
at the range I was shooting at, I shouldn't have to lead shots. It wasn't like I was shooting from one side of terminal to the other.
Fair point.
You know, I was shooting like across the train station.
Yeah, there seems to be a few quirks that 343 is still working through with the move towards the arcade servers. But it does seem like there's a lot more stability and not nearly as many crashes or disconnects or any of the other network-related stuff, which is good.
Everything, it was an awesome game night. Had lots of fun, had zero connection issues. We found games quickly. The matchmaking is starting to work a little bit better. It seemed like we were getting more balanced teams. You know, we weren't steamrolling and we weren't really getting steamrolled, so it was, they've done really good. Don't get me wrong. They've got a few things that are still issues, but all in all, I was really happy with it.
It was a fun, fun night. And I got to sneak in at the tail end of it, which was pretty cool. And most of the time we did big team. I guess after I showed up.
Once, by the time you showed up, our group was big enough that the only thing we could do was big team. We'd already played a couple of games of big team, but at the time you showed up, or you know, our group was just too big.
Yeah. At some point, if we continue to do MCC, we need to recreate some of the game modes for like Halo 2 and Halo 3 and see if there's some recreated Forge maps out there for 3. So I know Trash Compactor was a big popular one. That was one I liked. Halo 2 Zombies, Halo 2 Tower of Power.
As soon as they install the file browser, I'll get right on that. Because right now, there's absolutely no way to look for custom games. Unless you happen to know the gamer tag of somebody that has the game
the
you
maps.
Want.
I wonder if Forge Hub kept their library of people that created custom maps and modes for the Halo 3 and Halo 4 portions of MCC when it first came out. That'd be something to look into.
Possible.
Because I'm guessing, I don't think they would remove it, because it would still be mostly relevant, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, but we don't know how the updates affected the Forge portions. So a lot of those maps could be really broken.
True.
The custom stuff, like Trash Compactor and things like that.
That's a good question. Because a lot of the Forge stuff, I think, is mostly... I mean, there's no scripting in it, so you're not really breaking any scripting elements like Halo 5 is prone to for updates. And I think...
Well, Halo 2 has the scripting.
Halo 2A has
scripting, yeah.
But I'm thinking like Halo 3 and Halo 4. Well, you've got Forge and
Halo 2A. You've got Halo 3, Halo 4. And I can see where some stuff could get broken.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it's just not as likely.
No, it's not as likely as it is in Halo 5 with all the advanced scripting and everything. One of the downsides of getting what you want, you have to maintain it.
Yes, you do.
Unlike the way Microsoft maintains Skype. Oh.
Nah. Little jab right there.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
But yeah, if anybody has a map and game type that they would like to play, send me a message on Xbox Live with the game or with the name of the game, game type, and the name of the map, and the person that has it on their file share, and I will get it downloaded and we'll give it a try.
Let's do it.
So, you know, look through your existing library. If there's something that you have a lot of fun playing, just shoot me a message and I will get those maps downloaded.
I wish there was a way to import, or for 343 to provide some kind of, I guess, conversion tool to pull Forged maps from the 360 version into the MCC version.
Yeah, I would love that if I still had my library, but I have no idea what happened to it.
That sucks. That really sucks.
I know my Reach library is gone. I'd have to check my other console to see if the
maps are there.
If the Halo 4 and the Halo 3 maps are still there. Not that it really matters.
All right, so I guess for the remaining streams, I did attempt to stream on Sunday and get a achievement. Yeah, Uncle Yor says this is sucks moment for sure.
Yeah.
I was going for the part-time on, at the time, it was Gravemind. I made 3 attempts to it, and I didn't get it a single time. And then the next day, I ended up watching Naked Eli's speedrun legendary video for it. And then I made another attempt the next day. I didn't stream it or anything, but I was able to get that achievement. Got the achievement for High Charity, which you can speedrun that in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
If you know where to go.
Yeah. With those 2 achievements, I got the achievement for getting the par time on all Halo 2 campaign missions. So that was my 3rd one. And then there's another multiplayer one, which I didn't know I didn't have. But on Warlock, if you get the camo 5 times in a single match, and all you have to do is go into a custom game with just yourself, stand by the Invis, and once you pick it up the 5th time, you unlock the achievement.
Well, at least they don't make you do that in matchmaking. That right. Could be a challenge.
I think the idea was for it to be done.
You know, that's kind of like the get a double kill with a Spartan laser. With a single shot from a Spartan laser.
In free-for-all,
yes. To make it even better.
Free-for-all is what makes it a pain. You can get a 2-for-1 laser kill in Big Team or Team Slayer, doing it on a Mongoose or a Warthog that has 2 people in it. That's not a problem. It's doing it in FFA. That's the problem.
Oh, I was very lucky and had 2 people that were kind enough to stand still.
At some point, I would like to orchestrate a achievement night for the free-for-all achievements in Halo 3 because those are such a pain to get.
Yeah, getting 6 people synced up it's rough.
With a similar skill range, too. That's the other kicker. It can be done. It's just very difficult and painful. that was my Sunday stream. I streamed for about an hour because I had to get up really early on Monday and did not get achievement during that one, but got 4 achievements afterwards. So I will probably dive into MCC again this coming weekend and go for some of the par score achievements. On Tuesday, the wife and I did stream 2 Betrayals, and we did complete that mission in about an hour and 20 minutes. So we got through that one. So now we're on to Keys.
Ooh, fun.
Mm-hmm. And that one, I don't imagine is going to be too difficult for her. I think compared to some of the other missions that we've done, I think that'll probably be one of the easier ones in the game. The Ma will be interesting.
Until she sees Chief stick his hand into Keys' head.
Well,
I might have to hang around and watch that.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, you were the only one that really stuck around for the
I hung around stream. For a little bit. I was doing some work on the computer, so.
Yeah, and then Pins popped in at the end. Bobby was there at the very beginning, and then he didn't speak again.
Bobby does that. Bobby does that on game night. He'll come in, he'll play a game, and then he'll disappear.
Oh, jeez.
Because he'll go get a sandwich or something, and then we don't hear from him for 10 minutes.
Yeah. And it's weird because a lot of the people that he play with are playing during the Podtacular night, so maybe he's hopping off for a game and then getting dinner or something?
Yeah. That's usually what happens. We usually catch him right about dinner time, so.
Okay. So we will be doing Keys on Tuesday. It'll probably be one of our shorter ones. We probably will not get into the Ma because, well, actually, I need to see if they fix this in the new build. But somehow, when we played the first time we streamed, we finished the Pillar of Autumn, and then when we were going to Halo, we saved and quit. And then when we came back the next time, we were able to pick up where we left off. And she didn't remember kind of what happened, so we kind of restarted the mission. But since then, whenever we've tried to resume the campaign, it would say you have to start from the beginning because you're playing co-op, even though we played the last time in co-op.
They may not let you save co-op checkpoints anymore. That might be something they accidentally turned off with the build.
But that changeover was before the build came out.
Before the build came out.
Unless, maybe I'm doing it wrong, but what I've been doing, and maybe someone in the chat knows, or maybe someone listening knows, but what I've been doing is I log her in, we go through the steps to where we have it on start mission, and then I sign in, and then I start streaming, and then we click the start then. Confound with the cheer, thank you, over on Twitch. So I don't know, maybe I just need to attempt some different login scenarios and see if that fixes it. Maybe I did it a certain way the first time and didn't do it.
Well, I mean, if you join while she's in the campaign lobby, that shouldn't affect anything.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking. But I don't know if maybe both profiles need to be signed in when MCC launches.
Could be.
Maybe it's thinking, okay, I'm going to start this as a single player to pick up where I left off. And then when it signs in the second one, it's like, oh, I got to reset something here. So I don't know. More testing needs to be done, I guess.
Well, you also need to make when you save it, are you saving it with her controller or with yours?
With hers.
Okay. I was going to say, if you're saving it with your controller, it might be saving it to your profile.
And that's what I was thinking too, which is why I always have been saving it with her controller and not mine.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's the stream recap for the last week. More to come for the following week with a couple of new playlist things, which we'll get to in a little bit. Jumping into some news for the week. All coming from Waypoint, we have 3 new articles and a community update, which basically sums up a lot of the other stuff that we're going to talk about. Nothing really new in this week's community update from what was already posted previously, so we're just going to kind of skip over that one a little bit. First up, HCS London 2018 is happening this weekend, starting tomorrow, actually, as of when we're recording this. is going to start at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. British Standard Time on Friday. So basically 13 hours from now, 13 and a half hours from now. On Saturday, it's going to be starting at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. British Standard Time. And on Sunday, same thing. There are going to be 16 teams in the group stage. There is an open bracket for teams to register and compete in. 12 teams have already made the mark to be seeded into the bracket. And then there is going to be, within the four groups, one slot which will be filled from the open bracket. So for the top four teams that perform in the open bracket, they will be filled into the four groups. The venue is the Gfinity Arena in off of Fulham Road, London. And the games will be streamed on Mixer, Twitch, probably YouTube, and possibly Twitter as well. They also have a list of the talent lineup over on the Waypoint article. They have the tournament format. There are six teams from North America, four teams from Europe, one Latin American team, and one Australia-New Zealand team that have been qualified. There's also a free-for-all $5,000 tournament taking place alongside the $130,000 team 4v4 tournament. There are some stories that 343 have been highlighting. First thing was the introduction of new maps and some updated settings, which include Oddball for this season. This is the largest non-North American event that's going to be taking place, so this is going to be pretty huge for non-US, or I guess non-North American Halo, so that's pretty cool. Splice and Tox are kind of slated to be up in the runnings, and it looks like Team Reciprocity has been making some pretty good headway in the 2K tournaments. We might see some pretty interesting results this time around, especially since the U.S. teams are now going to be facing a little bit of jet lag, possibly, and the U.K. teams are kind of on their home turf. We'll see how that changes things up a little bit.
Could play into it.
You think we're going to see any big upsets or see any of the international teams sneak their way up into maybe even the top four this time around?
Maybe the home teams. They might, one of them might make it up into the final four, but got a feeling it's going to be a well-known name that wins it.
I have a feeling Splice and Tox are still outperforming a lot of the other teams that even with flying overseas, and I don't even know where they're based out of, but say if Tox and or Splice were East Coast based and they were flying West Coast for these tournaments, that's a 3-hour jet lag versus a 5-hour jet lag. So it's not too different. Granted, you are flying in the other direction.
Well, they're also probably smart enough to get there early so yeah, that they can get rested up.
I would assume so.
I mean, you know, I don't know of any other teams that don't get there a couple of extra days early so they can get their clocks reset to the local,
yep,
you know, day cycle.
Get practiced, get rested, all that good stuff. Yeah. There's a whole page dedicated to the HCS London event. So if you go to halo.gg/HCSLondon2018, you can get all the information there, including spectating information, bracket, spectator tickets, player registration, and other information and frequently asked questions. Again, that's halo.gg/HCSLondon2018, all one word. Also in the update that was provided, they listed out the Halo 3 2v2 showdown, which will be taking place during DreamHack Atlanta this November. This is the Halo 3 thing that they announced during the Halo 2018 World Championship Finals. And this is going to be a little thing that they're going to add alongside the 2018 season finals coming up in November. There's some more information about that for us to go over as well. There is going to be 64 teams for this. The first 32 teams to register online, and then the first 32 teams to register on site at the event Saturday morning will be entered into the tournament. So this is actually going to take place during the Halo 5 tournament stuff. So the streams are going to be focused on the Halo Championship Series group play. That's going to be all the Halo 5 stuff. And then they'll do kind of like highlight reels at the end of the day on Saturday and Sunday, or I guess on Sunday before the grand finals, to kind of highlight some of the Halo 3 2v2 action taking place. So the first 32 teams to register online will be entered into the tournament, and then the first 32 teams that register on site at the event on Saturday morning. Has to be Saturday morning, at least for now. They might open that up for Friday, I don't know, but right now it's Saturday. All matches will be best of three, except for the grand finals, which will be a best of five. The full schedule will be released as the event comes closer. UGC is also hosting online qualifiers, which will help seed the brackets. This is going to be taking place every Friday from October 12th through November 9th, which is basically the weekend before Atlanta. And the points distribution per player are going to be: first place is 150 points, second place 100 points, third and fourth place 70 points, fifth through eighth place 40 points, ninth through 16th 30 points, 17th through 32nd 20 points, and 33rd through 64th 10 points. Registration is open at ugc.gg/Halo3. And that's for the online stuff. That's not for the in-person stuff. So for all those qualifier matches, ugc.gg/Halo3. As for the settings, it's going to be based off of the Halo 3 MLG version 8 tournament settings. Talk about a flashback.
Yeah.
Score to win is going to be 25 kills. Motion tracker will be disabled, and the starting weapon will be the battle rifle. Maps will be Narrows, The Pit, Heretic, Guardian, and the MLG version 8 version of Construct that features the active camo power-up. Also, in celebration, or I guess observation, of Halo 3 being introduced into kind of the HCS realm of things, on October 7th, November 4th, and December 2nd, which are going to be the next Microsoft Store events, Halo 3 is going to be the tournament for each one of those, featuring the 2v2. So Halo 3 2v2s are going to be happening the next 3 months for the Microsoft Store tournaments. Also, in the Master Chief Collection, a Halo 3 2v2 showdown playlist will be making its way into matchmaking sometime in the near future. They haven't provided a date yet of when that's going to happen, but they are looking to introduce it and possibly collecting some data from the play results of the 2v2 matchmaking to maybe make a couple of tweaks to what's going to happen in Atlanta. So if you have some interest in maybe practicing and participating in the 2v2s, whether you're going to be participating in 2v2s at the Microsoft Store or you're going to be looking to go to Atlanta to compete for that $5,000, then there'll be a playlist for you in MCC to get your practice in with whoever your player 2 is going to be.
Yeah, it won't be me.
It won't be me either. I'm not that good, and I don't have a Microsoft Store close to me, and I'm not going to Atlanta. I've got other schedule priorities, unfortunately.
I suck at Halo 3. I have a Microsoft Store close to me, and I'm not going to Atlanta either.
I suck at Halo 3 too. It's not fun. And my primary reason, and I know I've said this many times, but my primary dislike for Halo 3 is the aiming mechanic.
Same here. Now, Halo 3 custom games? Oh, yeah, I'll play them all the time, all day long.
Oh, yeah, they're custom.
But when it comes to the actual competitive stuff, no, don't need to.
Hey, Arkiboo, welcome to the Mixer chat. I don't know why 343 hasn't given people an option to change the aiming for Halo 3 to match every other game. Aiming is one of those, well, add this with a grain of salt. It is very easy to mod aiming in a game for the modders that do it. So adding a option to change the aiming mechanic for Halo 3 without having to use an Elite controller and without having to go in your Xbox and manually changing the stick sensitivities, it should just be a, hey, instead of the whole triangle mechanism, I want the circle mechanism.
Yeah. That part really never bothered me. It's the way they track the bullets. That's the part that's always screwed with me. I've never had a problem with the reticle. It just the way.
Yeah, you have to lead your shots in Halo 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You know, even when the opponent's 5 feet away from you.
Well, that's just lag at that point. It is, for me, it's the actual aiming mechanic. It's not the hit detection.
Yeah.
That I have a
problem. For me, it's always been the hit detection. I've never been able to get used to it.
I've been able to, I guess because I did play quite a bit of Battlefield in college before I kind of got really heavy into Halo. So I was used to kind of having to lead your shots a little bit, and it is somewhat realistic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be frustrating.
It always seemed a little inconsistent to me.
Sure. I get you. So for those that are interested in playing Halo 3 competitively, you have a chance now. So all fun there. Our next news item to talk about is a new game mode, which is now out on Halo 5 as a new rotational playlist, is called Roaming King.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a chance to read this one?
Yeah, I did, actually. This is kind of an interesting twist on King of the Hill.
It is. And I did play one game before we started tonight, and it was the map we were on, I think, kind of detracted from it a little bit, just because it felt weird. Thanks for more bits, Confal.
More bits!
More shiny bits! The mechanism of having the hill move around is a pretty cool idea. And you have to think, okay, I have to defend from behind if they come rushing me from behind, but I also have to think of the front. And the game I played, our team started off, I guess, closest to the hill, so we got it first. But then we had we got down quite a bit. I think we were down by like 60 points, and I think it was 150 points to win. But we actually came back, and it looks like at the end we kind of had the strategy of one person kind of stays with the hill, and then there's two people behind and one person in front. And then depending on where the enemies attack from, you kind of shift focus a little bit.
Yeah.
The one map that I played on was a Forge map, so it was it took some time trying to figure out, okay, depending on where I spawn, which I couldn't make rhyme or reason of how Halo was deciding where the spawns happened for it. And I only played one game, so it's not really anything good to base off of. But having to try to figure out, okay, how can I actually get back to the hill was a little confusing. But there are some just regular maps in there. A lot of them are some new Forge maps, but there are some normal ones. So Plaza is in there as one of the 3-for-3 maps. Actually, it might be the only 3-for-3 map in this one. Never mind, I take that back. But then there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 custom maps. And this mode was made by Martian Mall Cop and Captain Punch. And apparently this idea was started back in 2016. Apparently Unishek approached them with an idea of looking for some community-made game mode to include into the matchmaking playlist. Or sorry, January 2017, not 2016. Apparently this mode is inspired off of the Warpath game mode from the Doom 2016 beta. So a little backstory there. So eventually over time, this idea came to fruition between Martian Mall Cop, and which is a pretty cool gamer tag.
Yeah. And
Captain Punch. They also give a shout out to Knockyard, Yumudas, and Squally Da Beans for helping them refine the forging maps, scripting, and optimization of the maps. And now it's in matchmaking as a social rotational playlist.
We'll have to try that out tomorrow.
Yeah. There's a little more of an interview on the article, so just look for Roaming King on Waypoint. Three paragraphs behind kind of the development process of the game mode. But it is definitely a kind of different strategy than Crazy King, because all the hill modes are, it's stationary, so it's interesting having to defend a moving target. It's similar to VIP, I guess, in a way.
But I can see how that is.
It's almost like kind of a mix between VIP and King of the Hill. But it's definitely more King of the Hill.
Well, I look forward to playing it.
I want to play it a few more times to get a little bit better feel on my opinion of it. But just the one game I had, it was an interesting concept that kind of lends itself towards a couple of new strategies. So at least there's that fresh feeling of, okay, this isn't just your standard King of the Hill or some other knockoff Halo game mode that we've seen before. This is something a little bit new. It would almost be interesting on like an open big team battle map to have a King of the Hog type of thing, where you have like the hog be the hill type of thing.
The hill? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they had in, was it Halo 4? Or was that
Halo Reach or Halo 4? Either Halo Reach or Halo 4. Might have been Halo 4.
Where you got it in the Warthog, drove around, and everybody else had hammers. That was actually a lot of fun.
Oh, that one. Oh, the custom. That was Halo 4. That was one of those ones that was very popular for Fragging Fridays for us. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that there's not main maps because they have to manually lay out the path for the hill where it makes sense. But I'd like to see a couple other maps be kind of introduced to this.
No, I'm sure it takes quite a bit of time to get that path laid out. I'm not familiar with the scripting, that particular scripting.
Neither am I.
But I can just imagine how detailed and how long that script must be.
I'm curious to know, and I only say this because I know that people can come up with some crazy ideas using scripting. With some of the maps, there's probably going to be intersections. Like, I could see some intersections happen in Plaza depending on how the path of the hill goes. So, like, have it to where, okay, if it gets to one intersection, make it randomly choose which next path it goes. So maybe there's like two or three different paths out of one intersection that you could take and see if you could randomize which one it goes.
Well, if I remember, like I said, I haven't experienced this, but I think you basically write a script for the object to travel from this point to this point.
Right.
And then to change directions, you have to write another script for it to travel from this point to this point. So it's, I don't think there's a way you can get it to randomly choose a direction, because you know, every move has to be planned, and it cycles those in order. So if it was to change direction, it would have to follow some other part of that script.
Well, it's almost like creating a group of scripts to say, like, once it gets to the intersection, it's like, okay, randomly select one of these groups of scripts, and then by the time it gets to the end of that group, it'll be back at the intersection, in which case it can choose a new random group of scripts. Which, it may not be able to do that. It's just one of those things. It's like, I know people have done crazy stuff in Halo 5 Forge. Maybe someone can think of it.
It's possible. Halo 5 Forge is very, very powerful, so there's... I'm sure we haven't seen the end of it.
Probably not.
I just can't wait to see what they start doing with the Halo Infinite Forge.
Ooh. Did you have a chance to listen to the PAX podcast that we did?
No, I have not yet. I've been kind of sucked into Silent Storm.
I've seen lots of good things about that. I'm kicking myself in the foot. It's like, I need to catch up.
Yep.
Everyone's saying good things about it. And like,
It definitely goes in a direction I did not think it was going to go. they tell a story that I did not really think that they were going to tell. And it's a good one.
Well, that's good. So a couple of people put some tweets out since we're already talking about it, and this was in the community update, which was the only new thing in the community update that we're not covering elsewhere. But Troy Denning, who is the author of the book, he says, Silent Storm made 11 five-star reviews before getting its first four-star, which is a record for him. That's awesome. Toa Freak put out a tweet saying, page after page, chapter after chapter, Halo Silent Storm gets better and better. The amount of information about early days of the Human Covenant War and the Spartan 2 program and so much more is absolutely staggering. And then Grizzle I guess, said, finished Halo Silent Storm. I don't have much to say other than y'all need to read this immediately. And that's, and that I'm praying for DayZ023 to follow her dreams. I also feel kind of bad because Troy Denning has been retweeting and liking a lot of our Podtacular tweets recently.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like,
and you're leaving him high and dry.
I know. I'm sorry. I just have GT take over one of the shows at one point and be like, okay, they're going to talk Halo Silent Storm. I'm going to be in the background.
Reading it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can get what he's talking about.
Although, the cover of the book, like the hard version of the book, is super cool. It's textured and certain parts of the Master Chief helmet kind of pop out.
That's a little cool. Bit.
Yeah, so it actually has, I don't know what kind of finishing you call that when there's like certain embossing. Parts raised. Yeah. The embossing on the cover is really cool. I will get to that book at some point. Just leave it at that.
Maybe we should put a tweet out on the particular account tweeting that you're very sorry that you haven't completed the last book and you are so far behind.
You can do that on my behalf and tag me in it. All right, moving along. Next thing we have is 343 put out a short little thing listing the current Fireteam Raven locations. So right now they're at all Dave & Buster's across the U.S., but there's a couple other U.S. places they have as well. Going down the list, there's a Hijinx in Arkansas, in Jonesboro, Arkansas. There's a Scandia Family Fun Center in Rottnert Park, California. Extreme in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Time Zone in Glen Ellen, Illinois. Laser Tag of Metairie in Metairie, Louisiana. Pins in Hadley and Kingston, Massachusetts. Craig's Cruisers in Wyoming, Michigan. That's an interesting city name. Wyoming, Michigan. Beston in Carlstadt, New Jersey, and the Funplex in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Atlantis Arcade in Reno, Nevada. Laser Bounce in Glendale, New York. Kalahari in Sandusky, Ohio, and Scene 75 Entertainment Center in Milford, Ohio. Kalahari Poconos in Pocono Manor, Pennsylvania. Sports Emporium at Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Main Event in Frisco, Texas. I think I actually know where that is. Nickel Mania in Carlton, Texas. And Funland in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So they're all the U.S. locations that are not Dave & Buster's. There is one in Australia at Time Zone North Ride. We have our, I don't know what North Ride NSW is. I don't know what NSW is. Magic Planet in Seif, Bahrain. I guess for the military people out in Bahrain. Bolarama in Dieppe, New Brunswick. And then there's two Dave & Buster's in Canada that they have listed. Oakville, Ontario and Boghen, Ontario. Salagoshi, El Dorado in Sona VR, Italy. Galeras in Guadalajara, Mexico. Time Zone Games in Auckland, New Zealand. Extreme Botany and Extreme Wairau in Auckland, New Zealand. Magic Planet and Muscat Omen, Dave & Buster's and Bayamon Puerto Rico, Time Zone in Vivo City, Singapore, City Play in Madrid, Spain, Magic Planet, there's five of them across the United Arab Emirates, and it looks like there are, what's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Hollywood Bowls in the UK, Namco Funscape in Lambeth, London, Butlins Holiday Park in West Sussex, three different Ten Pins locations in Birmingham, London, and Croydon. Oh, and there's six other Hollywood Bowls down here. So I guess Hollywood Bowl is kind of the main one in the UK, would be my guess. There's a Ten Pin in Edinburgh and a Ten Pin in West Yorks. That's a lot of locations.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cabinets. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of quarters.
Well, some of the arcades use the cards now, like Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, but still, that's a lot of quarters.
Yeah. So that is, geez, about, I'm trying to count them up in my head. That's 37 internationally, about 40 internationally, on top of every single one of them in the U.S. That's pretty crazy. And when did we see the first one hit? It was about August? July?
Yeah, it was about 3 months ago. Two, three months ago.
That's a lot of cabinets to ship. That's impressive.
Well, they've probably been putting them together since January.
Oh, geez. I just saw what Pence typed in Mixer. New Twitter account. Has Dust finished Sonic Storm yet? You know what? That's more than 21 characters, so it wouldn't be a valid username. So,
I'm sure we could shorten that.
Has Dust finished SS yet? Maybe that fits. I don't know. Pence says this is now his second favorite Halo novel. So which one's your first, Pence? If I may so ask. And while we wait for that response, heading on over to our last article, being the Showcase Showdown, which is the latest community update. Grim covers the London, HCS London event stuff. We already talked about that. The Halo 3 2v2 Showdown coming to Atlanta. The Roaming Hill game mode. The Forza Horizon Halo Experience Showcase, which we'll get to in a moment. Some new updates for coming to MCC, which we'll touch on those in a second as well. There's a new social stream this past weekend with Halo 3 multiplayer engineer Nick Harrison. There's a new balance update to Halo Wars 2. We just went over the Fireteam Raven rollout, Silent Storm tweets, and a couple of other things which we'll get to here in just a moment. So at least a lot of the stuff that was in the community update is stuff that we were kind of covering elsewhere. There wasn't really anything new in the community update, which kind of sucks because we'd like to get some new news, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get some new pieces of news in your news.
Which, some not news, there was apparently a listing on Amazon UK with some new box art for Halo 5 Guardians. And the internet was going crazy. It's like, oh, does this mean Halo 5 is coming to PC? And probably not. 3 hours later, sketches on Twitter saying, nope, it's nothing. So yeah, no nothing plans yet for Halo 5 on PC.
Well, it's there for customs.
It is. Yep, there is Halo 5 Forge, but it's just not there for PC as far as like the full game or anything.
It is what it is. Excuse me.
A couple other things to talk about that are not on Waypoint. There was a video that Bonnie posted. Looks like there was some STEM stuff, which is science, technology, engineering, and I forget what the M is. Help me out here, GT. Anyways, it's basically like promoting science for students through education and trying to keep them interested. One of the things that Microsoft does in supporting it is have some of their kind of higher-ups host events, and Bonnie was hosting an event that showcased some of the Halo stuff that she got to work on through technology. And it's just about a one-minute video, kind of like an ad-length type of thing, but just kind of that typical ad of, hey, this is someone who is fully ingrained into fields that involve STEM and to try to keep them interested in pursuing their dreams that way. Good on you, Bonnie. Keep on making the next generation smart. Next tweet I have is memes. Glorious memes. So everyone has probably heard however you want to say it. So with the latest Nike thing going on, which if you hadn't heard, don't worry about it.
Nike? What's that?
Nah. Probably been seeing people cut Nike logos off of stuff or burning Nike shoes and all that ridiculousness. Aside from that, there's been some memes, not just Halo, going around with a similar kind of atmosphere. And of course, Nike's slogan is "Just Do It." So someone came up with a Halo version of that meme, which is just brilliant. And it is a grunt saying, or it has a picture of a grunt, a suicide grunt from Halo 3, with the caption, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." And then it has a little Nike switch and it says, "Yay!" Look, that was my best grunt yay I could do.
Silly.
It was good. There was another one I saw somewhere. Maybe it was on the hub. But there were a couple of different Halo ones that I saw. The grunt one was just kind of one of the ones that made the rounds a lot. But there were a couple other Halo ones that I know I've seen. I just don't remember where they are. So yes, wonderful memes. Thanks, Unishek, for retweeting that one. Do the grunt voice again. There you go.
That's all you get.
Eric, were you saying that Bonnie Ross spearheads the Microsoft branch for STEM, I guess? Oh, and math. What? How did I forget math? Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
How did I forget that? Next tweet we have is Halo 2 Classic SWAT is going to be the first MCC rotational playlist. So they're going to be doing rotational playlists for MCC, which is pretty cool. Halo 2 Classic SWAT being 4v4, Classic SWAT being BRs. No shields. That should be fun.
I thought about playing that tonight, but I decided against it.
Nah. I might play a little bit this weekend.
Oh, I will probably play some, but yeah, I'm probably going to just skip that one.
Next up is Halo Wars 2 has received a balance patch. There are some notes over in the 343 forums that you can go check out that Rinsky has put together. I think these balance updates come out at least every month, if not every other week. But there's some UNSC unit updates, Spanish unit updates, some map fixes, leader power fixes. Nothing too major in this balance update. There's some things, some damage resistances, some damage increases, veterancy, a couple of small other things as well. So nothing major, but some balance updates nonetheless. A couple of tweets from previous episodes, but they're still relevant. The Xbox Game Pass Quest is still going on. You have another couple of weeks to play 2 hours of Halo Master Chief Collection, complete 5 new achievements in the Master Chief Collection, and increase your gamer score by 50%. Or not 50%, 50 points. You do have to be a Game Pass subscriber, and based off of a tweet from Sketch earlier today, it seems like you can use the 2-week trial in it. The 2-week trial, or it's basically 14 days, so I guess you want to wait till the 17th of September to start your trial. And that way, by the time that it ends on the 30th, you're still part of the Xbox Game Pass. And that's a little bit of speculation on my part, just because I'm basing it off of rules that haven't been made officially clear by Microsoft or Xbox. Unless anyone else in the chat knows, or unless GTU know.
No. The only thing I can think is that when they do the drawing, you have to be an active Game Pass member. But it may also be that you only may, to qualify for it, you may only need to be a Game Pass member to follow the quest steps. to qualify to be entered.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have some clarification on that. I did tweet at Xbox to see if we had to be Xbox Game Pass members, and I had some other people say, yeah, you're supposed to be, but I didn't get an official response from Xbox. Better to be on the safe side and have...
Yeah, I would play it safe, and if you're going to do the free trial thing, make sure that you are still in your free trial when the drawing takes place.
Yeah, so it ends on the 30th, so you need to have Games Pass through the 1st. And I don't know if it also means that you have to achieve the quest items during... well, I think you do, actually. I think you have to do the quest items while you have Game Pass. You can only go to the quest, I think, after you have Game Pass, because you have to use the little quest thing that's in the Game Pass tab on your Xbox, which I still haven't gotten it to show up on my console, so I'm wondering if it's even going to work for me. But once you get there, then you have to do the 3 quests, and I don't know if they're doing the drawing on the 30th, but I would say at least make sure the Xbox Game Pass is good through October 1st. To make sure you're entered in to win that really, really cool Xbox One X.
Yeah, they'll probably pull all the names on the 30th, then hold the drawing, so.
Yeah. I just want to be able to buy that Xbox because it looks so cool. And I know a lot of people would buy it because it's Halo. There's also the Spirit Halloween giveaway that they're still doing. You can go on over to SpiritHalloween.com, not Halloween. / sweeps and register to win $10,000. And just signing up for the sweepstakes gets you a 20% off any single item in their store. On over to the community stuff, the Forza Horizon 4 showcase. So, GT, I think you watched this right before we started tonight, right?
Yeah, I got through most of it. That's interesting.
Yes, there's a special feature coming to Forza Horizon 4. It's called the Halo Showcase. You're in a Warthog with the Master Chief, and it's an event that you can play, and you can play it over and over again. But you're in a Warthog, driving as Master Chief, basically doing kind of a Warthog run to an evac site off of a Halo ring. So you're still driving through, like, European open lands and city type stuff, but there's the Halo ring in the background with it going up into the sky. You have pelicans. You have a pelican flying around. Yep, you got banshees, which are, they're not gunning you down, but there are some certain key moments in the showcase where it has kind of like a slow-mo camera, and you'll see banshees flying under you or flying beside you. It's really, really cool. And there's some other little special moments in there as well. So you have Cortana saying lines to you. If you hit a wall or something, she says, "Hey, watch out, there's two of us in here, remember?" So borrowing some lines from Halo 1, changing a few lines from Halo 1. So there is Cortana in there. You'll see some familiar names in some other Warthogs that are driving. So you're kind of competing against, when you're driving against other AI characters, they're actually names from Halo. So I think Mendez is one of them. I forget some of the other ones, but there are names that you recognize from the Halo universe. Grim was on the stream with the Forza team when they were showing this off on Monday. And there are some little lore bits in there that Grim made sure got into that piece of the showcase. There is a YouTube video that you can go watch. So for those that are in the Mixer and Twitch streams, I'm going to go ahead and post that in there for you guys to check it out. In case you haven't, it's really cool to watch. I think it's one of those things that I will probably buy Forza just for, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll probably skip that one. Yeah, I can't see buying a $60 game for one thing.
I might wait till it's down like 40 or maybe a little less.
You know, maybe if it, you know, goes on sale or something like that, I might pick it up, but I'm not going to pay full price for it.
Same.
I got Forza, I've got one of the older regular Forza games that has the Warthog in it, but you know, it's fun to play, but it's still not Halo. I mean, it's a racing game and you're driving a Warthog. That's great.
Oh, you have that one. Okay. I think that was Horizon 3 or Horizon 2, one of the two.
Something like that. I bought Rocket League and I played it long enough to unlock the Halo vehicles and haven't touched it since.
I did the same thing. Yep. I did the exact same thing. I haven't bought Bomberman.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's great that Halo is branching out into other genres and to get the Halo name out there. That's great. I can't justify spending the money on those games just to get the Halo content.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
At least not at full price.
Or an experience that's probably, what, maybe 2% of the game's total content value?
But don't get me wrong. I still own, you know, I own Forza 6, I think it is. And, you know, I bought, you know, the NASCAR expansion pass because I, you know, I just wanted a good get, you know, racing game for a while. And I still play it occasionally. But it's like most other games, they fall by the way pretty quick.
Irkaboo does say it comes with Game Pass, but I don't think the only reason I have Game Pass is because I won a code from DJ Stream, so I redeemed it, which ended up being a $12 code, so I just used $10 of it for Games Pass. I'm guessing you haven't gotten Games Pass, GT.
Yeah, and I'm not going to.
But for anyone else that's interested, Forza 4 will come with Games Pass.
Yeah. If you are the person that has a game rental service, you subscribe to a game rental service, it is perfect for you. Because, for one, you never have to wait on the mailman. You can just download the games you want and play them for as long as you want. You know, you can have as many games on your Xbox as it'll hold. And as long as you have that subscription, you can play any one of them. You don't even have to worry about returning them.
And as long as you have a internet service provider that doesn't mind you downloading a bunch of bandwidth every month.
You know, if I was a person that bought more than two games a year, I would subscribe to it. But if you're a person who only buys one or two games a year, it's not worth it.
And for both of us who our primary games are limited to maybe two or three games, like mine is pretty much Halo. And I was playing Lego Dimensions for a while. And then for GT, it's Halo and Destiny. There's not much value.
Actually, I don't even play Destiny on Xbox anymore.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, I moved to PC because of the better frame rates and better picture quality. But,
makes sense.
You know, it's just, really the only reason I play Destiny is because it's a good time killer game. You know, there's nothing on TV to watch, not really in the mood for Halo, you know, getting all sweaty. Destiny is a good just time killer because you can waste hours in that game and not even really care.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's it's one of those things. But, you know, when it comes to something like that, yeah, I buy one game every 2 to 3 years or one game a year. Occasionally, there's two games that come out in the same year that I'll buy, but it doesn't make financial sense for me. Now, you know, I know lots of people that they buy games like they're going out of style. You know, they'll buy, I got one guy I know, he'll buy three games a month.
Yeah, that's definitely a different.
For him, Game Pass makes sense because it'd save him a fortune. Unfortunately, he's not on Xbox.
Yep, they're just different types of gamers than we are. We like to focus on one of the three games, and then there's other gamers out there that is like, I'm going to play as many freaking games as possible. More power to you.
Well, they just have a wider palette than we do.
Yeah.
There's only a few games that I actually enjoy playing. I do enjoy playing racing games. That's pretty much what I started with when it came to console gaming. Besides, you know, Super Mario Brothers. because you know, everybody my age started on Super Mario Brothers.
Mario is one of those that just magically works for almost everybody.
I mean, I think I still got the thumb calloused from Mario Brothers. but, you know, that and Halo, or, you know, that type of game is just what I do.
Same for me.
Not into Mario? Oh my gosh, Eric Yabu.
How are you not? Well, I guess you're a lot younger than me, too, so. Still.
Do you know you can finish that game in under 6 minutes?
Which one? Mario 64? Or no. The original?
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. Okay, the original.
Nintendo.
Yeah. I think there's a new record of like 340.
Yeah, like I said, you can finish that game in under 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy. Yeah, because you have the one portal jump in World 1-2 to World 4. And then I think there's a portal jump from 5 to 8 somewhere.
I don't know how many hours I've played trying to get through that stupid game. And here people are doing it in under 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and they have a bunch of pixel glitches as well that they use. Yeah, it's just crazy. I think I played through it when they released it on the, I want to say the DS? When, like, yeah. They re-released it for the handheld. I think I played through the whole thing then, and I think I beat it. But it was
I played it on the original Nintendo.
Yeah.
With the rectangle controller that dug into your hand every time you pushed a button.
A lot simpler design back then, not necessarily ergonomically or hand-friendly.
Oh, yeah, there was no ergonomics designed in the controllers back then.
Pence has never played Halo. Or played Mario. Pence has never played Mario. How have you gone without ever playing Mario? I know we're a Halo podcast, but come on. You haven't played Mario. Not even Mario Kart or Smash Brothers or... Wow. I think Naruto has the same reaction as we do. Wow. I never had a
friend or anybody had a Nintendo? Jeez, I thought everybody...
I
thought every block had a Nintendo.
I mean, Nintendo basically has the handheld market on lockdown. Not even Mario Run on iPhone or Android?
Wow.
Have you played anything Nintendo ever? Let me ask you that. I'd be very shocked if it was still nope. Still no answer. Well, while we're waiting for his response, we got the 4x4 contest. Just a reminder on that one again. Submissions are due September 30th. We have the Arby and the Chief series, which John Graham has been uploading those to YouTube pretty much nonstop. I think I saw he's at least uploading one or two a day to YouTube. So those are coming out like crazy. And the community is just loving it. For Loot Crate, I have no idea what's going on there. Nothing new on a theme, or I don't think people have even received the last crate with like the Carter figure yet. I don't even think I've received mine. So, yeah. Who knows? Should probably tweet at Halo and be like, yo, what's the dealio? And then a quick little shout out for the Halo Hub over at thehalohub.com. A little Discord server that Haas created that I'm the technical guru for sharing community content. And eventually I'm going to take some stuff from here and from there and put it on the podcast here. That's all the news that we have for this week. I think eventually we'll start kind of coming up with some discussion topics, finding some more guests to come on the show as well, because I have a feeling we'll probably enter a lull in news again pretty soon.
Probably. You do something silly like finish some books.
I was just about to say something about that. Oh, geez. So that's it for tonight. Thanks again for tuning in. You can find us over on social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are also on YouTube, Mixer, Twitch for streaming. We have our Spartan Company, which you can join, as well as our Xbox Club. GT, any news on achieving Halo?
Unfortunately, my free time is occupied by a vehicle right at the moment that I'm trying to get ready before cold weather hits. So,
fair enough.
I will get it done as quickly as I can.
I think the vehicle is probably more important at this point.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to be able to not have to wear the 40 below underwear to drive to work.
Yeah, that would not be fun or suitable.
My current vehicle has gotten really religious.
Okay.
You don't want to lift the floor mat.
Why is that? Just a hole? Is the hole still there?
I think there's as much hole as there is floorboard.
So the hole's still there.
And growing. Let's put it this way. When I make left-hand corners, the truck makes noises that vehicles shouldn't be making.
Okay. Fair enough. Can you not just, I guess, weld some scrap sheet metal on it, or?
If there was something to weld to, yeah.
Oh, there's not even anything to weld to. It's all plastic or something?
It's time to retire the vehicle.
Got it. So going back to the pins thing real quick, he said he's played Donkey Kong Arcade.
Okay, well, you have redeemed yourself if you've played Donkey Kong.
A little bit. Wow. There's been a lot of wow tonight. Wow for a truck, a holy truck. wow
been
for
all
people
over
not
the
playing
place.
Nintendo.
But yes, I do plan on getting Halo 2 started here relatively quickly. As soon as I get some stuff ironed out with this vehicle, so mainly very get nice. It to the point where it is not taking up the garage.
Yeah.
Because once it's to that point, then I'll be down to little things that I can handle without spending as much free time on them.
Very nice. You can find us on podcasting sites such as iTunes, Google Podcasts, Zune, or whatever the Microsoft equivalent is, or other podcast aggregators like TuneIn, Stitcher, and all those other things. Make sure you also check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, which include Critcast, Podcast 76, The Work in Progress, How to Murder Time, and what's the other one? Guardian Radio. That was it. I don't know why I blanked on that one. But you can check them out over at thepodcast.com. A little update on our Spartan company, and since I don't have the link up, I'm going to stall for time here a little bit. But you can head on over to podtaggler.com/company, and we do have, I think, about 18 spots open, so if you are looking for the Achilles helmet, anyone that help us out, we would be more than happy to have you come on over and help us get the Achilles helmet. We still have 18 combination masteries that we're trying to get, the kill masteries. A couple of them are getting pretty close. I think probably within the next month or so, we might have them done. So the top three are still killing a player with precision weapons. We need another 700 of those. Kill an enemy Spartan with a melee. That one needs another 2,100. And killing an enemy Spartan when your health is low and survive, we need another 1,500 of those. 1,600 of those. And of course, the two at the bottom, same two. Killing Marines and Shoulder Bash. Those will take a while. That's just what it is. Alright, GT, any last things to add before we wrap up the show tonight?
Not tonight.
We got quite a good turnout on Mixer and Twitch, so thanks everyone for joining us over on those. We do stream also on YouTube and Facebook. We've seen some people drop into Facebook every now and then. YouTube's been kind of inactive for the past couple ones, but we appreciate everyone tuning in to all the platforms. We might be adding Twitter here soon. Not sure quite yet, but we at least have all those four platforms. Oh, thanks, Junior Ace, for the host. I know we're kind of wrapping down a little bit, but thank you for the host. We are going to be having our regular streams occurring, so we have Fridays at 8:30 is Fragging Fridays with GT. Godzilla T Gamer Tag, just sending him a message on Xbox whenever the game night starts, or during the game night, we'll get you a ticket in as long as there's slots available. On Sunday nights, I have my achievement hunting stream starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And on Tuesdays, I'm streaming with the wife. And this coming Tuesday, we will be streaming on Keys, the Keys mission from Halo CE. And that will start around 7 p.m. Eastern time. So again, Fragment Fridays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That's with Godzilla T. And then me with the achievement hunting on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And then campaign with the wife at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays Eastern time. That'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will catch you all on the next podcast. Until then, keep on fragging them trucks.